Hey, back in 1974, I was a high school senior. This song by Barbra Streisand and the movie was a number one hit. And men's college basketball could be summed up in four words, UCLA.
Notre Dame 71, UCLA 70 with 6 seconds left. Into Walton, he can't score. Kurtovic, Myers, shooting, it's all over.
Notre Dame has won the game.
The number one ranked UCLA Bruins have been upset by the Irish of Notre Dame. 71-70, the longest winning streak in collegiate sports history has ended where it began 3 years ago.
All right, they weren't four words, four letters. The UCLA winning streak for men's college basketball under coach John Wooden ended at 88 wins in a row. Wooden's domination of hoops was total in the 1970s, just as total as the domination fans of the University of Connecticut Huskies witnessed over the weekend at a women's basketball tournament at New York's Madison Square Garden.
UConn going for three consecutive national titles, but they are one win away from tying the UCLA men's record of 88 straight wins. And Connecticut has done it. They have equaled UCLA. They have won 88 in a row.
88 in a row for the UConn Husky women basketball players. Helen Wheelock was there at Madison Square Garden. What it was like? What was it like, Helen?
It was electric. It was great to hear the UCLA Notre Dame game and hear those fans, because they knew history was being made and a record being broken, and the fans at Madison Square Garden knew that a record was being tied, and they understood the history, and they loved their team, and they loved the game, and they went crazy. It was awesome.
Well,
we're
a big fan of Helen Wheelock, who's a takeaway listener, who actually contacted us several months ago and said we need to do more on women's sports. So we thought of you immediately when this record was tied. What do you make of the significance of this streak, 88?
Well, I mean, as a fan of excellence, you know, I'm an educator, so you want people to strive for the best that they can go for, no matter how hard that is. It's extraordinary. I mean, excellence in sports. I love sports. Wow, 88 in a row. I mean, who does that? Well, the UCLA men and the UConn women. It's just a great bar that has been set.
Could you paint a picture of what it was like in the garden the other night?
Oh, man, there were over 15,000. A lot of people knew they were coming to witness possibly history, but we know enough about sports to know that there's upsets happen. And
was it more women than men? Were there a lot of little girls?
I'd say, you know, to be honest, it was about 50-50. I'd say maybe 60% women, 40% men. A lot of UConn fans, no surprise. But there had been an earlier game, so there was Rutgers fans from local, and Texas A&M fans had come in from College Station, and a lot of Ohio State fans. So it was eager. It was excited. It was a knowledgeable fan base who loves sports and knows history.
Well, what do you think about tonight? The UConn Huskies play Florida State tonight. If they win, they hold the record. They're not just tied.
Do they hold the record for Division I basketball? And you know, I wouldn't bet against anyone tonight, just because there's a big blue wave coming towards the Florida State Seminoles, full of UConn Husky fans. Who, you know, the history of the program is intimidating. A huge media press is coming there also, but you never count your chickens before they're hatched. I think that there's a good chance that they'll hit 89, but everyone who's a fan of the team wants the win to happen. Everybody who is not a fan of the team wants the team to lose. Whatever happens, in many ways, 88 is an iconic number.
All right, Helen,
for those of us
who
love the game.
I hear you trying not to jinx your UConn Huskies there. Helen Wheelock, takeaway listener, big UConn Huskies women's basketball fan. She was at the game on Sunday at the Madison Square Garden, when the Huskies tied the John Wooden UCLA record. They have a chance to beat it tonight against Florida State. Helen, thanks so much.
Always my pleasure.